This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon. Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here's what matters on June 16th, 2026. Kenya's push for budget smartphones is being squeezed by the global AI chip boom, with rising memory chip prices putting pressure on the country's low-cost smartphone assembly model. This has consequences for digital access, mobile-first services, and Africa's app economy, as cheaper smartphones are a key driver of internet adoption on the continent. For builders and operators, this means rethinking their cost structures and supply chains to absorb the increased costs, or risk seeing their products become less competitive. Can companies that have wired themselves into the settlement layer, as we've argued at Tech Tycoon, better absorb these costs and maintain their margins? As AI chip prices rise, it's no surprise that AI builders are looking for ways to reduce their compute costs, which is why Anthropic's reported $1.8 billion Akamai cloud deal is significant. The deal shows why AI startups must pay closer attention to compute cost, infrastructure access, and vendor dependency, as these costs can quickly add up and eat into their margins. For investors, this means looking closely at the compute economics of any AI startup they're considering backing, and asking tough questions about their infrastructure costs and scalability. Which markets will let data centers self-generate and sell surplus to the grid, and does that turn compute operators into de facto power companies, as we've been asking at Tech Cocoon? In a different part of the continent, Cape Verde is trying to turn its brain drain into a digital economy advantage by using infrastructure, diaspora talent, and policy focus to compete beyond its population size. This is a smart move, as smaller markets can often be more agile and innovative than their larger counterparts, and can use their size to their advantage by being more nimble and responsive to changing market conditions. For policymakers, this means thinking creatively about how to use their limited resources to attract and retain talent, and create an environment that is conducive to innovation and entrepreneurship. Yesterday, we talked about the importance of debt in driving African tech funding, and Cape Verde's approach is a great example of how this can play out in practice. In Kenya, young people are putting 9 billion shillings into Standard Chartered's digital money market fund, showing how mobile-first wealth products are pulling younger investors into formal money market funds. This is a significant trend, as it shows how digital channels can be used to increase access to financial services, and how younger investors are looking for new and innovative ways to manage their money. For fintech companies, this means thinking about how to design products that meet the needs of this new generation of investors, and how to use digital channels to reach them. Can any consumer fintech in Africa sustain customer acquisition costs below lifetime margin without a physical agent network or telco distribution, as we've been asking at Tech Cocoon? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akaeza.